Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line from the Are You Serious Sports Network covering the LSU Fighting Tigers, Blake Ruffino. Blake, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Man, we got nothing to do this weekend. You know, LSU playing, and man, it's been one interview after another about the Tigers, but you would get a kick out of this one. We had someone from the Believe Network who covers USC yesterday, and I asked him, you know, what can you tell me about USC's defense? He said, I can't tell you anything. He said, I got no idea what we're going to see from USC's defense. He said, now, I'm a big believer in Deonton Lynn, but he said, I really can't tell you what we're going to see different from a year ago and in so many new faces, especially early in the season.
You know, Mike, they like practice down over at USC worse than Alcatraz. I mean, you couldn't get there if you wanted to. Mike, I think we have a pretty good idea of what we're going to get from him. If that man sends 40 blitzes in the spring game, you know what he's going to do in a real game.
Yeah.
Mike, they love to. They love to. Now, unless he magically changes his philosophy on everything, they love to send interior pressure and then back out from the outside. So, those DJ Chester, both guards, and the tackles are going to have to make sure that they're keeping that inside penetration to a halt, because Deonton Lynn likes to show a lot of different things. We might not know from what they've done at fall camp, but Mike, his UCLA tenure is anything. I mean, that man wants to send pressure all night in your face.
The only problem with it, he couldn't take Latu with him to USC.
No, sir.
Okay, so you can do a lot of things if you got that stud right coming off the edge. They don't have that type player.
No.
So I asked him about Bear, and he was like, Mike, your guess is as good as mine. Because one thing with Bear Hamilton, you have no idea what you're going to get out of him. He was a super highly recruited football player. He was not a happy camper at Georgia, so he leaves there. But he was like that in high school. He jumped from one high school to the next, and then he goes to USC last year. I thought he was like average. He wasn't a dominating player. I told Charlie, you know what I do? I mash him right off the bat. I run the football right at him for a couple plays and see how well he handles that. And I think LSU, not that they won't throw the football, but I think we will see a little bit of small ball here. Well, they will try to pop USC in the mouth running the football on them.
No doubt. And I think that they'll do some play action based off of that to get Garrett, you know, in the flats to Mason Taylor. There's a lot of things, Mike, I think they're going to do with. You know, the more than Bear Alexander that I've been looking at is this kid, Nate Shepherd, that came from Vandy. Now, I don't know how much, you know, like he's going to be necessarily their go-to guy here. But, I mean, look, he comes in from Vandy, was productive in the SEC, but I'm with you. Mike, you got to go right at him. I mean, if your offensive line's as good as you say that they are and you have Caleb Jackson, you got to line up and punch somebody in the mouth. And here's another thing, too, Mike. Lincoln Riley is wanting to get up to the line of scrimmage, run as many plays as they can and score. They're going to give you the ability to hold on to the football and control the clock. So why not take it? I think it's the biggest thing that you can do is run right at them. Now, Mike, this counter run that they've done with Caleb Jackson, our defense hadn't stopped it. Now, that might not be saying much, but, I mean, Mike, nobody's stopped them doing it so far. So I think they're going to line up. I would almost – if you ask me, Blake, what's the first play from line of scrimmage from LSU, it's going to be counter run with Will Campbell – getting out in space and getting that second level. And I would run that thing all night long until they stopped it.
The other thing, too, is if you're going to blitz a lot from the interior like you're talking about, and I know Lynn likes to do that, my thing is, you know what I do? I throw the football right over the middle to my tight end. That leaves a big void right over the middle. So, okay, you might get to the quarterback and affect me, and also I might hit that tight end and he's taking off downfield. So, you know, you lie, you know, you kind of live by the blitz, die by it, Tulsa.
No doubt. And, you know, I thought that Brian Kelly said something very key, too. I mean, that's what Blake Baker's going to do, too. You know, he talked about on LSU Gold this week that, look, we want to be havoc in the back order. We want to have our havoc rate up. So I think that both guys are cut from the same cloth in a lot of different ways, Mike. But you're right. You've got to attack the middle of the field, too. And look, I don't think it's just Mason Taylor either. I mean, you've got to go over, and you've got to be able to get them with Kamari and Pimpton, too, because I think you'll go a lot of 12 personnel, and you'll be able to do that. But it's not missed upon me last year, okay, when UCLA and USC matched up. USC had 3 rushing yards, Mike. 3. They could not – so we talked about this tonight. UCLA was an 8-4 football team last year. USC ran for 3 yards on them. So I think that that's a whole different dynamic of, look, there have been defenses against USC that stopped the run and made Caleb Williams or whoever is at quarterback with Lincoln beat them, and I think you've got to attack the interior of Lincoln offensively and defensively. Let's see what you've got.
And then going back to the tight end room, Blake, I just wanted to circle back to what Will Campbell had said earlier on in the week where, you know, he called it the deepest room in the country but also the most versatile with those 3 guys, as you already mentioned, Mason Taylor and Kamorian Pimpton, who are expected to play big roles in this first game, but also the freshman Tre'Davious Green, who's going to be hard to keep off the field, where they can – I think Campbell said that they can pop, you know, a defensive lineman in the blocking game, but they can also just go over a defensive back and make a big catch. And with Mason Taylor, you know, we've talked to a couple different writers about this, that they think that he could potentially lead the team in catches this year. He's due for that type of season. But also, you know, Kamorian Pimpton and Tre'Davious Green also getting some early run against USC. I think you'll see a lot of tight end usage in this first game, and I think that they can really kind of show early on and prove Will Campbell right that they are one of the best tight end rooms in the country.
They hadn't stopped that neither. They sure as hell hadn't stopped Kamorian Pimpton. And everybody's like, oh, Mac Markway is through Nebraska. Yeah, his name's Kamorian Pimpton is the reason why he left. Look, man, that room's talented. I agree with him. I mean, Tre'Davious Green is your third tight end, and he might be the most athletic dude on the team, man. I mean, he's massive. But I think here's another thing, too, that gets missed in what Will Campbell, I think, said, too, Charlie, is how good they've been in the running game, too. They've been so good at this 12 personnel in the running game that's really set some things up for them. I don't know if Mason leads the team in catches. I don't know about that. What I do know is they love getting him in the flat, these little bootlegs that they've been running all camp to get him in the flat and then Kamorian Pimpton over the middle so that they have multiple options to get them the football.
Blake, one of the things, I know USC is going to try to attack him through the air. So right now, who would be 1-2-3 at cornerback? Because you're going to play a lot of nickel against the Trojans, and you're going to see a lot of 3 wide receiver sets. And as you brought out, you know, at times, I've always felt Lincoln's best teams are when he had a running game at Oklahoma. With a rebuild offensive line, I'm not real sure what's going to happen there. But give us your shot at the top 3 cornerbacks for LSU when they go up against USC.
Yeah, both boundaries I anticipate to be Ashton Stamps and Sage Ryan. Mike, I think the slot is going to be a little interesting. I think at times Major will bump out in certain situations on what they're trying to do, but I really don't know how much like they're going to do that with him. I think the guy that's been in that slot or what they've called their prowler package has been Jair Brown. Mike, I'm going to tell you something too now. That kid coming out of the slot when he's in when he's blitzed and he's gotten involved in the running game, all right now. Look, he's been a little menace. When you're sitting outside in the country and that gnat keeps flying around your head, that's Jair Brown. Okay, so I think that's going to be him, unless something's changed. And from a philosophy standpoint, I think it's going to be him. What they have done, Mike, too. Now I don't know the status of JV and Toviano in these bigger nickel packages. He has gone into the slot as more of a bigger safety type role, but that was so few and far between. But it's been mostly Major Burns in the slot in that star role, or it's been Jair Brown.
Well, we've had Brian Kelly on. One guy he has talked about every time he's come on with us, Kyle Parker. And now he gets his opportunity because of the injury to Chris Hilton. But Kyle's been a guy that, and you can go back to every interview when we've had him on here, he has brought him up and he's talked about how good of a route runner he is and how sneaky fast and quick he is. And he maneuvers well in traffic. From what you've seen in the practice sessions, does that sort of fit what you see in Kyle Parker?
No doubt. Elite, really, really good route runner. You know, what really stood out to me when I seen him is that he's such a willing run blocker, right? When they try to get to the outside or just blocking in general. And, Mike, I know that, look, he's a wide receiver. Why are you talking about him blocking? Mike, there's a lot of dudes that ain't willing to get their hand, you know, get their face mask in there now.
That's right.
So I think that has gotten him on the field, and that's what got him. Mike, I just call it what it is. It's what got him on the field besides Sheldon Sampson. When you needed an X, Kyle Parker might have been the last guy when Chris Hilton went down that you would have thought would be the X. You know, where's Shelton? Well, Shelton has had issues when they won the football outside or throw the ball in the flat. He's not been able to block, but Kyle has. And Mike, for it, whether right, wrong, or indifferent, what does Brian Kelly preach more than anything? Being fundamentally sound, being in the right spots, doing the right things. It's why Kyron saw so much playing time in 22. Right? I mean, Kyron, I don't know if Kyron was your third best receiver. You know, Jarae was better at catching the ball and yak and all that aberrant in that specific year, but he blocked so well. Mike, I think that he's had a great camp. He's had some drops, though, but he just gets open. You know, who's the defensive end, 13? Braden Swenson called him 7-11 because he's always open, he said. So, I mean, we'll see if this kid can play. He might get some things done.
Real quick, Blake, looking at the defensive line, you know, Coach Kelly was talking about the do-your-job mentality on the defensive front, and that's been kind of the weakness that we've talked about for months at this point. But one guy that seems to have been the surprise so far of fall camp, Glenn West came on and told us about this, was Savion Jones, the defensive end. And Coach Kelly said that they were talking about using, you know, multiple defensive tackles, like 5 defensive tackles, 6 defensive ends, all this different type of stuff. You know, the numbers, they're going to be slotting guys in and out. And he's talked the whole will be bigger than the group of its parts, right? I think is what he basically said. But at defensive end, it seems like Savion's taken a good step to potentially, if he's not the team's defensive end one, he's definitely up there.
No, he's not right for defensive tackle. They made that mistake last year. I think they got it right
and
now.
Coach Jenkins said that he kind of made that mistake.
Yeah, Pete admitted, Mike, I screwed that up. I should have kicked him outside. But, you know, he was a little bit too heavy. And I think, Blake, he's got his weight down. And this might be a breakout year for Savion.
Absolutely.
I mean, Mike, every time that we went to practice and Brian Kelly let us stay for the whole practice, I swear to God, ask anybody that was out there, okay, there wasn't a day that he didn't come away in 11-on-11 not having a sack. Now, you know, people are kind of skittish when we came out here and said this, oh, y'all are BSing us, because he's going up against Emory Jones.
Emory Jones is pretty good.
Emory getting beat. That's what I saw. And, you know, so, Mike, he's been very productive. He is a lot slimmer, too. I mean, come on. He just is. So I think that another thing that's really helped him, too, is that they've done some overload stuff, and he's had one-on-one opportunities where he's been able to go in and win, too. So they've given him a lot of things to work with, and they've put him in the right position. But he's been really good. Him and Emory have really gotten after together this game.
Man, what makes me sweat every opener is special teams. I got to get out the mop when LSU's out there. That has not been a good area for LSU, and it gets a little better as the season goes along. But, man, early on, it's a cluster, you know what. But in the return game, I think that's where hidden yardage is. Can Thomas be that guy that can flip the field for you?
Right. Well, Mike, here's another thing about special teams that people have maybe necessarily talked about. USC was number one in the country last year in punt return yardage from a
better cover.
They were number one. They were number one in the country in block punts. They were number one in the country in field goals. They were number one in the country in punt net yardage. Look, I ain't saying they're elite, but when you're in the number one in one category in one specific area, Mike, they blocked 3 punts last year, number one in the country. The kid Kyron Hudson, who will be on the field on Sunday. blocked a punt. They ran an RPO slant touchdown. That's how they scored so many points. Everybody thought, Mike, last year was just offense, offense, offense. You better go back and watch them. Special teams now, they had multiple returns that were, I think, 20 yards or plus. So I'm with you. Man, please just kick that thing out of bounds. Don't play around with them. Look, I'll take 15 yards of not having the net, but just go ahead and not make him make a big play on you in Zachariah Branch.
Yeah, and, you know, with Zachariah, you can see it with him. Man, his eyes get like big like half dollars every time that punt's kicked to him. Now, I'm smart enough. I'm kicking the ball to the chalk or out of bounds. I ain't giving him a chance
to
beat me.
To him.
I am not going to do it. Now, some people might not like that. Oh, that's just a 35-yard punt. Yeah, if you kick it 45 and he runs it back 35 or he scores on it, you know, come on. you got to understand that this – one thing with Brian Kelly that he's got to make big improvement on, and that's special teams – overall, Blake, now, I'm not just talking about the return game or the coverage game or the punting game or kicking game. Overall, they've got to get better there because I think there are two, three games every year that gets decided on special teams.
No doubt. And, Mike, what happens in a game like this if it really is a 4.5-point spread and they block a punt on you? I mean, that's what legitimately turns the game around. Now, Brian Kelly has said multiple times that Ochsendorf and Todd are going to be the punter. Mike, you better get Ochsendorf out there. Forget these two punter thing, too. You know, I mean, that kid's been punting really good. So, Mike, I'm terrified of them on special teams. I'm just being honest.
Yeah, it sort of makes me sweat a little bit, too, with it. Blake, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it, bud. No problem. I know it would be a great weekend for you. And, man, we finally get to kick this off, Woo-hoo. Man. Football season for LSU is here.
We'll see y'all soon. Thank y'all so much.
Thanks, you, Blake. Appreciate it. Blake Ruffino, founder and CEO of Are You Serious Sports Network, does a great job covering the LSU Fighting Tigers.